يتبقى We have learned the end of the text in Lima Master Bahidi, who all they did in Zimu. Tosfos made a whole cheshbon of how they have become known to Shaka in the Gemara. And the end of the Tosfos has a footnote to the Tosfos, really has no connection with the rest of the Sugi. The rest of the Tosfos, they just point out the following. We have a din that whenever Aden come to testify on din in the Foshes, Bezman has to hear Sheva Chakiris. Of course, Bezna has to ask what happened, who killed who. Have to ask how did it happen, all the details and so on. But in addition to, did you do Hasrah? Are you sure that he did it amazing? Are you sure that the person who was killed was Yisrael? And so on and so forth. All the pertinent, all the relevant information. In addition to the pertinent information, they must ask seven questions that are not really that relevant, not really that important. You have to ask what day of the week was it, what month was it, what day of the month was it, what time was it in the day? What's the difference whether he killed them on Wednesday, or on Thursday, morning, afternoon, or evening? And so on, what Shemitah was it, what Yovel was it, what's the difference in all those questions? So the Gemara derives this from Pesukim, that it says the phrase that the Rashtav of Karta Vashalta is found seven times. If you add up all the Pesukim and the various parshas that the Torah speaks about interrogating witnesses, so it says seven times such a Lashon, that Bezna has to interrogate the witnesses. And that's how the Tanaim derived later on in the Masechta, the requirement for the Sheva Masechta, the requirement for the Sheva Chakiris. They have to say Bezna Mokom, where the chet occurred, and seven questions, six additional questions with respect to this month, what day of the week, what day of the month, and so on.
But we would say who, when, where, and what.
Right, yeah. So the Gemara derived on based on the days, as we have learned already, not only is this necessary in the area of Dina Nefashis, do you need Rishon Hakira, because that's where the Pesukim are written, in the case of Dina Nefashis, even in Dina Momenis, where the Eidim are only coming to testify about a momentous case, and you really have no pesukim in all the chumash that say the garash of the chakar to the shalpa. Nevertheless, Reb Chanina had his pasuk on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishpatech Ad Yelachem, which is mashver, that's the end of this week's sedra, which is mashver din momentous with din nefashis, because the pasuk right before says, Makabehem Yishalmena, Makabehem Yumas, that is it said. It says that Odma Mazik, is Mishalim, not a Machoiver, is Mishalim, and then it says that one is Chayim Nisa gets Nisa, and then it says Mishpatech Ad Yelachem, to tell you that Dinim Mamlis and Dinim Nefashis have the same Dinim. With respect to what, that they have the same Dinim? Shav Chanina says the Pasuk is referring to the Shevach Akilis. So Tosis now raises the following question. We have Reb Chanina's Din, Mishpatech Ad Yelachem, to teach us that Mamlis and Nefashis are Hukshu Zelazet, they are equated. That just like in Dini Nefashis, we have the seven psukim of the Darashta, the Chakarta, etc., that we must have Shevach Hakiris regarding the Zman and the Mokom. Similarly, in Dini Mamanis, even in the Nopsukim, we have the Sekish, and therefore we also need Beza Mokom, Beza Yom, and the Shevach Hakiris are needed in Mamanis. So Tosis raises the question, what's the story regarding Dov Shabir? If Adam testify regarding an issue of Eishes Ishe Zinsum, testify that the woman is Asur al Bailo of the Isa Sait, or who had done on any other case of Dovah Shabir? The Lavdavke case of Eishes Ishe Zinsa, let's say Aiden testify that Meiz Bailo, the husband died, that the woman is Mataris Lehinasi. Or Aiden testify that the woman is an Eishes Ish, that if somebody was in Kaddish, the woman claims that she was never married, she's single, she wants to marry now. And Aiden come and testify, we know she's an Eishes Ish, and her husband went away, her husband left her, he never gave her again, and she denies she ever got married in the first place. And they say they were there at the wedding, they were dancing at a wedding, and they testify when that she got married. Does Bezna have to interrogate the Eidim? Or let's say Eidim testified that a woman became Nizgarsha. The woman was married, the woman was known to be married, now she claims that she was Nizgarsha. And Bezna says, prove it, and she brings Eidim, and they say, we know the woman was Nizgarsha, but we don't remember when or where. We just remember it seemed to get being handed over. So is that testimony sufficient? Or do you require Brishva Hakira there as well? Because this is not a universal din. This Reb Chanina only says on the base on the base on the Gimel and Aleph, he only has this pasuk at the end of Parsha Samo, Mishpatech Ad Yelachem, and it follows the two psukim that speak of Momenis and Nefashis. The psukim immediately prior to it speak of Momenis and Nefashis. Plus it speaks there about the Megadik. They didn't know whether the Megadik was Bechlal Chayim Nisi. It was later on in Sanhedrin that Moshe Rabbeinu had two Sveikas. One Sofik regarding the Megadik, one who was, he cursed Hashem, the Mekal of Hashem, one was regarding the Mekoshish. The Mekoshish they knew was Chayim Nisi. The one who was Machal Shabbos in the Midbar, they knew for sure he was Chayim Nisi, because they had already heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechal Aleichem Mos Yumas. They just didn't know Be'ezem Nisi. They didn't know what Pshat and Mos Yumas was. So So they were told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mosi Masmi, that he gets Skiva. They didn't know which means that he gets. But as far as the Megadik was concerned, they knew that it wasn't right to be Mekalos Hashem. There's no way to know Kovet Hashlim in that. But the question was, is there any Oynish Misa? What does the Ebishter care? Alright, it's not right Mitzidenu. What does he really care whether I'm Mekalos Hashem? Maybe you don't have to give Misa for that. So the Rabbanu Shalom told him at the end of Parashat Samor, Vayetze Benishi Yisraelisu Benish Mitzvah Yikalo. Vayikoves Hashem Vayikalo. He cursed Shem Hashem. And they didn't know what to do. Vayanechu Ba'mishma Vifrash Ba'em Al-Pi Hashem. They didn't know whether he's Chayim Misa B'chlot. So the Rabbanu Shalom told them, yes, he's Chayim Misa. That the Onshim go according to how severe the Aveira is. The more severe the Aveira is, so the more severe the Onish is. So he tells them that if you kill a behemoth, you pay. If you beat somebody up, you not only pay Nezek, you have to pay Tzad, Yipo, Shevis, and Boshes. If you kill somebody, so you get Misa. So it's going in ascending order. If you kill a behemoth, it's a lesser one. It's only Mazik. Adam HaMazik is Mishal. If you chayv b'chaveiro, it's even a greater Onish than the pay Yavod Rai. And if you kill somebody, then you get a greater Onish than that. And if the Megadik has Hashem, that's the greatest. Because they were thinking, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't really care. Well, there's a gate to see one if somebody curses him. It's not right in Tzidena, but the fellow really deserves it to know Onish Chomer. So the Rebbe Shalom said, the Cheshmer that you make is correct. The Onishim should go according to how severe the Aveira is. And you should know that this is a very severe Aveira. Even though I, Taka, don't care, but it's very severe because it'll ruin the whole society. That's the way the parasha reads. So it says, the psukim preceding speak about giving tashlume moment, speak about maka nevish behemi shamen, you shoot someone else's behemi so you pay. Then it goes on kiipin mumba misa, if you name somebody, so it says kasharasu ken yasalo, shere tachasher, rayin tachasayin, make the person pay the chamisha dvorm, nezik tzari b'sheris poishu. So that speaks about tashlume moment. Then it speaks about maki adam yumas, if you murder somebody, yichai misa. If you murder somebody, or Maki Av Vimo is also Chayiv Misa, is included in this Pesukim. And then it says, the next Pesuk states, Mishpatecha Giyo Lachem, that the Pesukim here are Hukshua Hadodi, that the one who pays Momin, the Eidim, that's what Rav Chanin interprets, the Eidim who testify in a case of Dini Momin is compared to the Eidim who testify in a case of Dini Nefosh. That's how Tesis explains the Hekish. That's how Tesis explains in on the base of the base. Tesis says that this hekish and mishpatech yolachem isn't equating everything and anything under the sun. Mishpatech that everything is all the same. No, the hekish refers to the previously mentioned sukkim that momenus was mentioned and the fashis was mentioned. So these two hukshes are they're equated to each other. Hekish is an equation. They're equated. But just like in the fashis, you need rishi v'chakira, the seven in question. So to a momenus. So Tesis now raises the question: what's the story regarding dovishu b'yerv? They didn't testify about a woman Shenis Katsha. Or they testify about an Eishis Shenis Garsha. Or they testify about a woman who is married, she's in Setachas Bailo, and she's in Setachas Sural Bailo. So the halacha says that in such a case, we require, or the Eidim testify Shemais Bailo. Shemais Bailo, that she's Mutaris Lehinose. So the Ikar Adin, in all these cases, when the Eidim say the woman is an Eishis, or she's not an Eishis, or Meis Bailo, is Garsha, or Zinso, all of these are called the Dobish of the Yerim. The Ikar Adin, you would require in such a case two kosher eidim. That's derived from the Gzereshav. You don't really have a Gzereshav pasuk. That's derived from the Gzereshav. The pasuk says that a man divorces his wife. Ki matzavo erbas dova. How does he know that zinsa? Matzavo, he found out. He has established that she was mizanatah. How does he know? So the Gemara derives pshat in the pasuk. Dova dova limam. It says matzavo erbas dova. And it says in the other pasuk, al pishnei eidim and shlosh eidim yokum dova. So, and that pasuk happens to be speaking about in a moment. So just like the pasuk says, then in the moment is you need to wait him to be mevarer what the facts are. So too in the area of Dovish B'Yervo, to say that the woman is an Eishes Tisha, is not an Eishes Tisha, is a Seita Shaster Al Bailo, or Meiz Bailo, and Garsha, all those kind of cases, you require also Shnei Eidim Kshir. So the question is, that Gzereshav of Dovah Rimon, we have a klal, Eng Gzereshav L'machza. We have a Gzereshav that you're equating one parasha to another, that you're saying that just like Momin is needs two Kasher Eidim, so too Dovish B'Yervo. You need two kosher eidim. How far do you go with this Gzereshav? So you go all the way. All the way you go. So the question is exactly what do you mean all the way? So that's the Tosis raises the Shaila on Chesed and Beis. We have a Hekish, Rav Chanina's Hekish, at the end of this week said with Parshas Emor, Mishpatecha Yolachem, to compare Mominus with Mefashes, that Mominus also needs Rish V'Chakire. So Tosis wants to know, what's the story regarding Eidim's Dovish B'Yerv? The Eidim testifying is Garshon, Skatsho, Zinso, Meiz Bailo. Do you need Rish V'Chakira there or not? Do you say that since you have the Gzereshava of Dova Dova Mimamin, And the moment we establish based on a hekish in the Farshis that you do need Rishva Chakir, so maybe in Davar Shabir we also need Rishva Chakir. That's the shayla. In Kotshin we have a klal. When it comes to Darshan and Psukim with respect to Karbonas, HaKrovos HaKarbonas, we have a klal that if I learn out of Din A from B, then I cannot derive C from A. You cannot derive Darasha two-step. The Gemara has the Kotshin, Eilam Eidim Lomid Min HaLomid. That's what the Gemara says at the beginning of Perek is only coming. A long study about six plug Gemara. The Gemara gives all the details of that plug. But the Gemara, the Babli assumes that that's only in the area of Kokshin, that if I derive one din from another, I cannot extend that din to learn further. That's what we're trying. That's what Tosis is questioning over here. How do I know that you need Rishon HaKir in Mominus? The Psukim only say in the Foshes. How do you know in Mominus that you need Rishon HaKir? That's a hekish. Mishpatech Yilachem, the end of this speaks said with that Mominus has the same status in the Foshes. And how do you know that Dovah should be Yervor? Needs any dinim at all that you need to kashrate, and that's a gzera double double moment. So you have it. You're making a double extension over here. So you're learning out gzera shava double should be ever from moment, which in turn I only know that you need vishna hakira from the hekish to momentus. So in kol atarakula, the Babli says that that's legitimate. The Gemara says in ezamu kama the kol atarakula the maid the lamed then alamed that is legitimate, with the sole exception of kashrate with respect to karbonis. The Gemara has a whole pasuk to teach you how you know that in karbonis it's different. The Midrash, Torah, and the Breshes, the method of Darshan and Dinim and the Torah are different when it comes to the area of Korbanos.
In this area of Erba, you get close to Misa, so it certainly seems very close to that.
That's some Rishonim have such a lotion. The Ran and Gittin has such an expression.
And then, are there any other categories that don't fit into Momonos, Misa, or Erba?
We only have four categories. We have Nefashis, Mominus, Davish, and Yerba. And the only category that's left is Eidech and Lemon, Yisurim. To ascertain whether it's kosher meat, the trefa meat, whether the sheikh had shechted it properly, whether it's a kosher animal, is it pork, is it lamb. So that's called Yisurim. These are all the four categories. That's all. That's the whole thing. So this, Alpi Pashtus, is a straightforward Yalfuzah that Tosfos makes. We have a klal, Lemeidin, Cholat HaRakula, in all the areas of halacha, with the one exception of korbanos, lemeidim lamed min halamed, only by korbanos. Not this is certainly not korbanos. So it should be that the drasha of Tosfos is legitimate. Tosfos says it had a whole pshat in the Rabbi Natan that we learned last week. So at the end of the Tosfos Ches Amud Beis, the last few lines in Dibra Maaspa Behevi Ho Avedim, Tosfos says the Yesh Lilmon Mikan, the last six lines, the Yesh Lilmon Mikan, we can derive from this Gemara where the Rabbi Natan learned pshat. The also Aidim, if two Aidim call the Yomer and they testify, Aishas Plonis Inso, they're testifying on a Dovish of the Erebo, that's why they need the also Aidim, two Aidim came. You don't say here Aidach and Lemebi Yisur, because Aishas Ishas Inso is Dovish of the Erebo. So Taishas derives from the Rabbin and Tanis Pshat and Agamah, the boy Drish Mechakir on Israel Baila. Why is Svaru? And it makes sense, the Legorim, Exela Zachavolos. Just like Dini Mominis, I derive from the Hekish, Mishpatechad Yodachem, Mominus is compared to the Din Nefashis, and Dovah should be Yadav's learned that Exereshova Dovah Dovah Mi Momin, so it's the same as Exereshova Habot, that you do need Rishon HaKir. That's our thesis. I'll be past this thesis as well. I mentioned before the Babli says, like I mentioned, the Babli in Perek Ezel Mekoyman says, and Kolotar Akula, the Maiden Lomim Min Alame, with the sole exception, he can derive a din in this parsha from that parsha, which in turn was only learned out from the third parsha. You can keep on going out into an, keep on darshaning 100 steps, one from the other, from the other. There's no limit. Only in Korbanos, you can only go one step at a time. That's how the Babli presents it. Yerushalmi claims that this Nekuda is Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Machlokes HaTanoim, that Rabbi Shmuel holds in Kol HaTorah Kula LeMeidim Lamed Min Alamin. You can always, that Yerushalmi doesn't distinguish between Korbanos and other areas of Allah. It just distinguishes, it just presents a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that you can only darshan one thing, one step at a time. Rabbi Akiva extends it, lemeidim, lamim, and alamim, you can go as far as you can. And Yerushalmi doesn't make this distinction between korbanos as opposed to shad kol haTorah. But it doesn't really matter, because as far as Yerushalmi is concerned, we pass from Rabbi Akiva. When you have a machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, so we pass from Rabbi Akiva. According to the Babli never quotes such a machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. The Babli just says what the maskan is, that in korbanos, ein lemeidim lamim ben alamim, and to kol haTorah kula is yes lemeidim lamim ben alamim. So according to whether you follow the Babli or the Yerushalmi, you'll come to the same conclusion, that this Tosfos is right. It should follow like that. I derive davar shebi'erev from mominus with gzereshova davar davar, and in din mominus gufa, I only know that you need rishon hakira based on the hekish of mishpatechad yilach. That's the simple pshat in Tosfos. The Achronim point out, Chazon Ish has a a discussion of this in Chelek Evidence, and others discussed, Acharonim point out that the Ritva, in the very last paragraph in his Chidushim on Yevamos, disagrees with this text. The Gemara at the very end of Yevamos, the last Shtukla Gemara, and Yevamos discusses this topic that Tosfos is talking about. Not Tosfos is discussing Eidim who come and testify, Eishes Ploni Zinso, that an Eishes Ish is Zinso. The Gemara there is discussing a little different case, but basically it's the same halacha. But Eidim come and testify, Shemeis Baila. The Eidim testify that their husband died. Basically, it's all the same thing, because all these cases are considered, all these cases are labeled as Dovah Shabierva, whether they testify in this Katsha, they testify in a Pnuya that she got married, or an Eishes Ish that she got divorced, or an Eishes Ish that their husband died. Or an Ejesir, so she's in Satahas Bailo and she's a Sotasura Bailo. All these four cases are labeled equally as Dovah Shabir. So the Gemara at the very end, the Lesh Tikli Gemara in Yevamos has presents a Machlokes of Tarifan, another Tanoim, Machlokes of Tanoim, where the Eide Noshim, Eide Isha, when the Eidim come to be Matir in Yevamos, to be Matir in Aguna, the woman was known to be an Ejesir and her husband disappeared, we don't know where he is. And then Eid Echorda, many Eidim come and they testify that they know their husband is not alive. They know their husband is dead. They were there when he was killed, or buried, whatever it is. They know for sure that he's dead. So the Gemara presents a Machlokes HaTanaim. Do you need Rish V'Chakire when you want to be Matam and Agunan? So the Ritva comments are not Gemara. So the Gemara has a strange interpretation. God gives an explanation what the Machlokes depends on. So the Ritva comments are not Gemara, and he says that you should realize that the Ikar HaDin, you don't really need Rish V'Chakire. Dovish of the Ergo, it's all that this, the Gemara doesn't really mean that you need Rish of Hakira. It's all Chumrith with the Rabbanah, Medina the Rashi, there's no, you don't really need, and even the Tanu who says you need Rish of Hakira, it doesn't really mean the Sheva Hakira is based on Bakum, based on Zman. It just asks a little bit of an extra interrogation, but it doesn't really mean the Zman of Bakum. Why? It doesn't explain itself, why not? What, the Hekish? What do you hold Zayn Lameb, Lamim and Alamim? It's all like the Hekish. Mishpatech Yelachem is only Mamanus is derived from the Farshas, like Rav Chanina says on that base, that you need Rish of Hakira, and you can't have extended from Mamanus the Dovah Shabierva with Xerah Shova. Why not? You can't go one drosha on top of another drosha. No, that's not the Pshat. He passed Kilamedim Lomim and Alomi. He doesn't give that reason. No. So in the Yeshivas, they say the following Pshat. What is exactly the Machlokes between Tosfos over here as opposed to the Ritva? The list of Ritva Masaf. He quoted the name of the Rebbe's brother. The Ritva was the Talmud of the Ra'o, Rav Aaron Halevi, from Barcelona. So he quotes very, very often the Ritva would quote Achir Rabbein, or Rabbein Pinchas Achir Rabbein, Pinchas Halevi, the brother of the Ra'o, Rav Aaron Halevi. So he quotes this from the Rabbein Pinchas Halevi, Achir Rabbein, that the Ikar Adin, there really is no need for Drish V'Chakira by Eidei Dov Shabierv, and even the Tanu who does require Drish V'Chakira, he doesn't really mean it. It means you just have to ask a few extra questions, but it's not the same level of Drish V'Chakira as is required in Din L'Farshis. How come? Why not? So then, as we mentioned this once before, we'll explain it again now a little more. The Gemara has a discussion in Gittin and Daf Yud Zayin. Why did the Chachamim institute the requirement for Zman and a Get? The Gemara clearly indicates that in Atari you can write a Get without writing the Zman, when the Baal is being Megarish's wife. The whole need for Zman is only with the Rabban. So the Rebuki Yosei, on that lamentation, Sanhedrin, has a starker kasha. What do you mean? Why the Rabbanim instituted a takana medivreihem that you should have to write this Zman again? As a stating Gemara that men atayre, you need Drish V'Chakira both in Dini Mominus and in Dini Nefoshes. So all starers should need Zman men atayre. So I guess you probably also need Zman men atayre. What is it to discuss? And the Rebuki Yosei gives a Tashver atayre. Rav Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam, he'll say this quote from the Mukhi Yosef, and he has a kash against the Mukhi Yosef Teretz. He explains, no, the Mukhi Yosef Teretz is wrong. And he suggests the following answer. Rav Chaim explains, that's what we already discussed once before. Rav Chaim explains that if you look in the Chumash and you look in the Chumash and the Rambam present the din of Rish V'Chakira that it's a halacha and bezn. Vido rashto, vicha karto, visha alto. Bezn has to ask the questions. It's not a halacha that the aid has to give so much information, and before he finishes giving so much information, the aid hasn't been given. No. Really, Mikra then, when he says, he runs into bed and says, he just saw Yitzchak that Reuven Harag Shimon in cold blood, and we gave him a hasra, and he said he doesn't care, he's going to kill him anyway. No, the favors that Shimon, who got killed, only died because of the murder act. He didn't get a heart attack, he didn't die from any other source, and he knows that he's a Yid, and he knows that he gave a hasra. He tells the whole story, but then the aid is really complete. It's not that the Eirus itself is incomplete until you have the Zman of the Mokum. The Eirus is complete. You don't have to, well, it doesn't really make any difference where he killed him, or what city, or what time of the day or night, or which week it was, which month it was. It's Lamal Lamar. The Eirus is really complete. Just the halacha that Bezin is not supposed to be the Kabbal Eirus until they interrogate the Eid regarding the Zman of the Mokum. That's why the Chumash writes, the Darashta, the Chakarta, the Shalta, that the Bezin should ask. And that's how the Rambam is careful to write. The Hilchos Eidus, the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah la bezdin, lidrosh v'lachkar es eidus. He counts it as a separate mitzvah, says in the Taryag mitzvahs. We don't count every halacha as a mitzvah. Al pi pashtus, without that Rambam, without this Rambam, without Rav Chaim, one would have thought that it's halacha that you learn out from the pasuk, with the Rashi v'lachkar character, the Haggadah Eidus is incomplete. The Haggadah Eidus is incomplete until you give the answers to the questions of the Shevach HaKivu. So from the Rambam is mashma that it's not so. As soon as they tell the whole Sipur HaMaisa, they tell who borrowed money from whom, and they tell who killed whom, who is Machal Shabbos, and who ate the traitors and who deserves Malchus, or whatever the story happens to be, they are going to say this really is complete. They don't have to give any more information. It's just a din that Bezin is prevented from accepting their aid. It Torah ties the hands of Bezin. Bezin is not allowed to accept any aidis of any aiding unless they interrogate them in advance regarding the Malchus. It's not a prat in the Hilchos Eidus. Mitzvah la Bezin, Lidush Rav Yisrael.
What's the
problem
they do it? Should I say this?
No. So then, no, that's right. So then the Gemara, the Tosefta, the Rambam quotes the Tosefta, that the Eidim, Kivish, Shehigit, Shuv, and Echor, Zamak, we have a halacha, when the Eidim finish their Haggadah Eidus, we don't allow them to back out or to change their story. When is it considered finishing? So the Gemara says, Mishenechkeret Yusin Bezin. Aye, but they really finished the Eidus before. It doesn't matter, because Bezin has no right to accept the Eidus until they give the Drisha V'Hakir. So before they gave the Drisha V'Hakir, the Eidus didn't really finish, because we have no right to accept their Eidus. Kivi Shenechkeret Yusin Bezin, they were not allowed to, then the Eidus were not allowed to back out anything. Right, that's nevertheless, that's not allowed. So Rav Chaim points out, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when do we have a need for a Drisha V'Hakir? That the Bezin has to ask and interrogate regarding his man and the Mokom. This is only when the Eidus is such an Eidus that has to be in this Kabbal of the Bezin. But in Shtar, it says the Farish in the Mishnah, Rav Chaim brings a Raya. We know, like, we now without a Raya, Rav Chaim brings a Raya. The Mishnah says you can, the Eidim can sign the Shtar by light. You can sign the Shtar Achasana, you sign the Ksuba at night. So we have a cloud, there's no Bezin by Laila. You can't be in the Kabbal Eidus by Laila. So how can you sign a shtar? How can you sign a ksuba? How can you sign a get? Well, hachatchila we don't make a get balayla, but b'shas atzad the Rambam says we allow a get balayla. Hachatchila we require a moshe bezin for a get. Based on the Gemara. But b'shas atzad we go on the Ikar Adin that you can be misadu a get balayla. How can the Yedim sign a get balayla? The Mishnah says Yudzayin and Menalah can get him. The Yedim, that's what Chaim puts in the Mishnah. The Yedim can sign a get balayla. Chasim bayom, chasim alayla, a whole sugi there. How can the Yedim sign a get? How can they sign any shtar balayla? There's no kabbalah say this balayla. So Chaim explained that the klotz kash. What? The halacha is not there's no kabbalah that says balayla. There's halacha. There's no bezin balayla. So any eidus that has to be in his kabbalah b'shnei bezin can't get off the ground balayla because there's no bezin balayla. If you can imagine a case where eidim can testify without requiring a bezin to be in the kabbalah, they're eidus. Such an eidus would be good balayla. So where do you have such a eidus? So I come home at night and my wife tells me she gives me kosher food and she tells me this is kosher food. So how can I take a word for it? Eidecha nemu bisur. Eidecha, it's the chedus. There's no kabbalah seidus balayla. Teretz says there's no need for a bezin to be mekabaliyeh. You don't need a bezin every time you ask your wife whether the food is kosher. You go to the grocer, to the butcher, and you ask him, is this lock, is it kosher? He says it's kosher. The flesh is kosher. Everything is kosher. You have to have a bezin to be mekabaliyeh. Eidecha nemu bisur. You don't need a bezin. So of course you can have it balayla. So the same thing Rav Chaim writes regarding shtaris. When the Eidim sign a shtar, the halacha says, Eidim Afsim Al Ashtar, Nasi Kamish Nechkarei Gusim Al Bezin. That's the Lashon HaGemara, Ksubis and many other places. In Gittin, I've given them an Aleph, Ksubis many times. What does it mean? As the same token, when the Eidim Sain Ashtar has the same strength and it's equivalent to a Kabbalah, say it is Balteh, which does need a Bezin. Even though when the Eidim Sain Ashtar, there's no Kabbalah Bifnei Bezin, it's a case where Eidim is Chal without a Kabbalah Bifnei Bezin. Bezin doesn't have to accept the Eidim. It's just as strong. Eidim Achim al Ashtar are equivalent, just as strong as if the Eidus would have testified Balfeh in the presence of the Bezin. So that's why Chaim says Alpi Pashtis. That's why it's a klotz kasha. There's no Pemre, how can you sign a Shtar Balayla? There's no Eidus Balayla. There's no independent halacha, there's no Eidus Balayla. There's no Eidus Balayla. There's only when you need Kabbalah Seidus Bezin, and a Shtar doesn't need a Bezin. That's Pashtis. So Chaim says, now you just go one step further. There's no real bid that Eidus is not completed until they give Zman HaMokom. No, well, they didn't tell who borrowed money or who killed whom or who's Chayiv Malchus or whatever the story is. They've told the whole story. What do they have to tell? Where it happened and when it happened, what time of the day, what day of the week, and what month, and what year, what's the man of Kamina? If he's Chayiv Malchus, then Malchus, then Mitzvah, he's Chayiv whenever it happened. So that's just the Xeris HaKosov that Bezdin is not permitted in the Kabbalah, unless they check with the Yadim a little bit, they have to nudge them at least a little bit, they have to test them and interrogate them a little extra special to ask him, Bezdin, Malchus, Bezdin, Malchus. But that's only a din when Bezdin is going to be in the Kabbalah. But let's say you're writing a shtar. Writing a shtar is a hechatzimtzum to the Torah's Mechadish Adin that Eidus of the shtar is chal, believe Bezdin. Vaharai, you can sign the shtar by Lailo. So since in the shtar, the Eidus is chal without a Kabbalah with Bezdin, that's why Rav Chaim explains the Torah's on the Nebuk Yosef's Kash. That's why Mikir Adin is no need for Zman and any shtar. The minig is right. The minig is that we always write Zman HaMakom. But Mikir Adin, with the Raisa, you don't need Zman HaMakom in any shtar. And with the Rabbanan, they made a takkone that by Gittin you need, by a get. And they might get Zman by Gittin. They made a takkone of the Rabbanan that a get needs Zman and a get change with Zman is possible with the Rabbanan. Mishnah says, I'm paid Vavim and Aleph and Gittin. Gimu Gittin Sulim with the Rabbanan. And what in the mid is, Ein Bo Zman. A get change with Zman is possible with the Torah and possible with the Rabbanan.
Oh. So now, why did we have so much problems like around the time of the First World War with all those Zugunim? And they had to break their head,
the problem was.
Really,
the Drisha of the Chakir, they didn't have to. That you can make a lot, telling exactly when he was killed, what time of the day, and where he was buried, because that's not so important. The question is, how do you know that he's dead? They didn't know that he was dead. That was the big problem. They knew that he was in an airplane that crashed. Maybe there were some survivors. The airplane was missing. We don't know where it is. Maybe they're captured by the enemy and they're being held in some prison camp. That was all the big problems about that. We haven't ascertained the death at all. But if you know that he died, you know that he's dead and buried, for sure. The only thing is you don't know Bezer Mokka Bezer's man. That's the sugya. That's the last few lines in Gemara Yevamos. And that's Nishgifela, about the Drisha of Hakira. On the Dovah Shabir. So now, getting back to this machlokas between the Ritva and the Tosfos, that Tosfos says on Ches on the Beis that when it comes to Eidus in Dovah Shabir, you do need Drisha v'Hakira. You must, the Bezin must interrogate the Eidu regarding his man HaMokom. The boy Drisha v'Hakira Yisrael Baile, you cannot accept the Eidu until you interrogate them with Drisha v'Hakira. And the Ritva says in the end of Yivamis that it's not true, that even according to the Tana there, in the end of Yivamis, who does require Drisha v'Hakira be'edus noshim by an edus by an aguna case, it doesn't really mean the real Drisha v'Hakira. It just means a little extra question, but you already have to ask him his man in the moment. What is that machlokes of them? This is a fundamental machlokes. This was raised a few weeks ago before Pesach. We touched on it a little bit. We didn't fully discuss. What kind of a din is it that you need Kabbalah say this b'fnei Bezdin? Is that an absolute din that you cannot? You have two parishes of edus. You have edus b'shtar, which doesn't need a Bezdin. If, let's say, Eidus B'shtar is only, let's say, if the Leiva authorizes the Eidim to write a shtar. Say, I borrow $1,000 from you. And there are people watching, and then we walk away. I thank you for the money, I'll pay you back in 5 years, 10 years, whatever. I may pay you back, may not pay you back. And then Eidim who are watching decide they're going to write a shtar on their own. They cannot write a shtar on their own unless I tell them. The Das HaMeschayiv, the Lover who borrowed the money, must authorize the Eidim to give them reshus to write a shtar. Or let's say, you gave me a house for Matana. And then you walk away and I walk away and I'm living in the house. And I'd like to have a shtar to be able to prove. Let's say come a year later, you'll be, you go to Israel, you come back after you, and say, get out of my house. What am I doing in your house? You claim that you never gave it to me in my tongue. So how can I prove that it's really mine? So I have 180 watching. What if the Lord moved away? Everybody moved to Israel. How am I going to prove here that the house is mine? So I'll get a shtar. So the shtar will only be good if you will give permission to the Eidim to sign the shtar. They can't write the shtar on their own. That's halacha. The shtar is only valid if it's written midas ha-mischai, that the one against whom the shtar testifies, the guy who gave the matan, or the fellow who's borrowing the money, the one against whose interest the shtar is telling a story, has to authorize the eidim to write the shtar. So you have one kind of an eidus, is eidus bishtar, which is only valid if it's written midas ha-mischai. Then you have an eidus balpel. Eidus bishtar does not need a bezdin. That's what we just discussed before. When the Eidim sign a shtar, they can sign by Lailo. There's no need for Drisha v'Hakira. Rav Chaim explains because there's no need for a Bezdin. Eidus Balpeh, we always assume, does need a Bezdin. Now the question is, that assumption that Eidus Balpeh needs a Bezdin, is that really so? Do all Eidus Balpeh need a Bezdin, or is it only some Eidus Balpeh and others perhaps not? So this is a major machlokas in the Rishonim. The opinion of the Rav Sadi Goyen is that there is a separate halacha, Rashi, later on in the Perek, Rav Sadi Goyen on Chumash. Rav Sadi Goyen has a commentary on Chumash. Ramban quotes every so often, Ibn Ezra quotes every so often. So Rashi and Rav Sadi Goyen and a whole group of Rishonim are of the opinion that there's a separate halacha that all Kabbalah sayers must be, all Kabbalah sayers bal peh. Eid is bishtar, does not need a bed. That's Rav Chaim's Mishnah. You can sign a shtar balai, as long as Bishma Hakir. But all Eid is bal peh, there's a separate halacha that it needs a bed. No matter how you're going to paskin based on the case. Let's say it's a case of dinim mominish and you're going to paskin based on a bezin of shloshim. Or it's a case of dinim leproshes and you're going to paskin, you're going to need a bezin of 23. Rav Sadi Goyen says that doesn't bother him. He doesn't care how many dayanim you're going to need to paskin the case. Even in dinim leproshes, he says, we need 23 dayanim to paskin the case. The Kabbalah says this can be bifnei a bezin of shloshim. That's the Rashi also at the end of the first paragraph. The Sharan pointed out that it's machlekes between Rav Sadi Goyen and the Ramban al Alter. On the pasuk, I'll be shnei eidim, I'll be shnei eidim, so the Mishnah asks the Makkos, why does it say shnei eidim, shloisha eidim? Miskayem, so eidim b'shneiim. Lomim par lochah kosev b'shloisha. So the Mishnah goes ahead, Rav Shimon and Rav Akiva, and the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit on Tesam and Aleph. Why does it say shneiim b'shloisha? So the Rav Sadi Goyen writes in his commentary on Chumash that he claims that what the Mishnah says is droshes chazal. That's a drosha of Torah Shabbat Peh. He claims that the pshutim shal mikra reads as follows: I'll be shneiim eidim, shloisha dayanim. Doesn't, so the Ramban asks, it doesn't fit into the words. It doesn't say, Shnai Meidim Shloshah, Shnai Meidim Shloshah Eidim. That's Rav Sadi Goyen claims. The Pshut Shal Mikra is that you need two Eidim, a minimum of two Eidim, and you need a minimum of three Dayanim to be Mekabal Eidim. The Ramban says, Gevalt, how can it be? Well, you need a three Dayanim to be Mekabal Eidim, and Dinin the Fashis. Dinin the Fashis, you need 23 to Paskin. Shouldn't you need 23 to be Mekabal Eidim? So that's a fun, so Rav Shimon writes in Shari Yosha, Rav Shimon Shkap writes in the Sefer Shari Yosha, that this Ramban and Rav Sadi Goyen is a fundamental machloik is regarding the halacha of Kabbalah, Eid is bal peh. Eid is biksav, shtar, doesn't need a bez mechla. Eid is bal peh, is there a separate halacha that Kabbalah, Eid is bal peh requires Kabbalah bifnei bez? That's how Rav Sadi Goyen says. Whenever you have Eid is bal peh, you have to be in the Kabbalah, Eid is bez. Irrespective, and the bez is tam bez, the bez not shloish, irrespective of what you're going to do with the Eid. Whether you're going to pass in a case of mominus that we have to need a bez of three, or you're going to pass in a case of nefashis, we need 23. Or sometimes 71, Kabbalah says always 3. Or who are the nami in the reverse? Let's say you have a case of dini mominus, we're going to have a chad nami kosh. We're going to have a dan yechidi. A mumcha le rabbi le dan afili yechidi in dini mominus. So what do you do if you have a din teru, and the dayan who's going to pass from the din teru is a mumcha le rabbi, who can be done all by himself? Can he be mekabalatis or not? So in Ksudas, this is the mefurish and achlokes of Rishonim in the Shifim Tibet. So Shimon says, in Shari Yosha, if you look carefully, it's the Ramban Lashitosa. The Ramban who says on Chumash that in the case of Dini Nefashis, you have to be Mekabel Yedis by all 23 Dayanim. In other words, the same Bezin which is needed to Paskin on the case is needed to be Mekabel Yedis. The Ramban Lashitosa writes in the Chidushim on Ksubis, on Daf Yutes, on the base, that to be Mekabel Yedis, in a case where a Mumcha Larabim is going to be down the case, he can be Mekabel Yedis all by himself. There's no need for a Bezin of Shloisha. There's no independent halacha that Kabbalah says it always needs bifnei bezin shel shloisha. Whoever is kosher to paskin on the case is kosher to be mekabalah. And according to Rav Sadi Goyen, it's not so. Rav Sadi Goyen seems to hold that there's an independent, separate halacha. Kabbalah says this is always Kabbalah says bal peh is always bishloisha, and that's why he holds that even in the case of dini nefashis, where you have to have 23 dayanim to paskin, you don't have to have all 23 to be mekabalah. It's sufficient with three. And Rav Shimon writes in Shari Yosha, who are dinami, that according to Rav Sadi Goyen, you can say the reverse. Let's say you have a case, a dintayr of dini mominus, where you're going to have one dayan paskin in the case. It's going to be a case where a mumcha l'rabim is going to be dan afili yichid. So Rav Shimon says, Rav Sadi Goyen would probably hold like the other Rishonim, that the mumcha l'rabim would be unable to be mekabalei all by himself. He would have to davka have a bezin of three hadyoitis, get three balabatim together to be mekabalei. And then the mumcha, after the kabbalah, then the mumcha l'rabim can paskin based on the kabbalah sayers. So we mentioned that in Siman Yud Zayin, in Ebenezer, the longest Siman of Shulchan Aruch, all the dalot of Shulchan Aruch. Siman Yud Zayin is very, very long. It gives you all the details of heter agunas. When a woman is missing a husband, and you can't fully ascertain whether he's really dead or alive, so when are you mekel and when are you machna? Long, long Siman, gigantic pishchei shuvos with all the gory details, all the different murder stories and deaths and descriptions of bodies and so on. The whole arichas is in Siman Yud Zayin. So in the middle of Siman Yud Zayin, there's a very long tshuva in the Chalkas Mechaykik, one of the Mefarshim on the side of the Ebenezer. He has a long tshuva where he discusses the following shayla, and he shows it's a machlokes haposkim malach.
When you have a shayla v'na guna, whether the woman, you have to ascertain, is the woman's husband alive or dead? Is she committed to be married or not? So you have to figure out based on what the testimony, based on what the yedim say, based on what the Gemara says, you have a right to assume and so on. And you bring up the shayla, it's a difficult, you ask a bitzkochanalot, you ask one of the big giants of shayla. So you can pass it over by himself. You don't need a bezin. It's not mominous that you need 3, and it's not nefashis that you need 23, and it's not a zalk and marmi that you need 71. Anyone who knows the dinim, you have to know the dinim. Anybody knows the dinim can pass it over by himself. When the yedim come to testify as far as what they know, can that one chacham who's going to be passing in the shalom, can he be mekabel yedis all by himself? Or is there a halacha that the gviya seidis, that's how they always call it, the gviya seidis, when you collect, when you go to the yedis, when the yedim testify, the Gvia say this must be Bifnei Bezin Shal Shlosh. So the Chalkas Mechokik has a longer Tshuva Machlek in Apos. Whether you need Gvia say this Bifnei Shlosh, or the Chacham is going to pass in the case all by himself, can be Mekabalei this all by himself. That's exactly this Machlek. That's what Reb Shimon says, is a Machlek of the Ramban and the Rav Tzadik. That's a fundamental Machlek. Is there a Shem? Is there a separate independent Halacha that Kabbalah say this Bal Peh? Kabbalah say this Bishtar doesn't need a Bezin. Kabbalah say this Bal Peh always must be Bifnei Bezin, irrespective of how you're going to pask in the case, whether you're going to have that more, a yachid pask in a chav gimel, a ayin out, it doesn't matter. Kabbalah said it's always the gimel, or you say no. Kabbalah said this is the function of the moira hairoa. Whoever is going to pask in, whoever is qualified to pask in on the case, depending on how severe the case is, either one rav or three or 23 or 73, 71, whatever. Whoever is qualified to pask in on the case is qualified to be in the Kabbalah. Kabbalah said it's the function of the moira hairoa, the one who's going to pass.
How about if there are three hediotas? Qualified to take testimony?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So here,
look at the Rambam. When Shvishu of Akiva is a mitzvah on Bezdin.
Oh.
So this one has nothing to do with the 80s.
Right. The 80s should have really been completed getting back, right,
what
to the 80s.
The 80s, we don't know.
So then the Bezdin is not allowed to accept their 80s.
Can they still accept it? It's only a Qumran.
No. It's a mitzvah. No, but that mitzvah is makif. That's halacha. That bezin is not permitted to be mekabel their eidus if the interrogation wasn't completed. Right. That's how the pasuk reads. It's not just a mitzvah lechatrina. It's a mitzvah that's makif. So now getting back over here, assuming like Rav Chaim explains, and like the pasuk reads, like the Rambam says the first, that Rav Chaim, the pasuk with the Rashi and the Chakarta, and the Rambam spells it out before us. A separate mitzvah says that one of the 613 mitzvahs is mitzvah la bezin lidrush v'lachkir seim. It's a separate mitzvah. You see that the Rambam holds it's famous like Rav Chaim. It's not a part, it's not an etzim part of the eid. It's Allah, it's a mitzvah on the bezin to bedu drish v'chakira. And if they can't do it, then it's makib al yed. But it's only a mitzvah on the bezin. Whenever you can have eidus believe bezin, then there's no need for drish v'chakira. So getting down to this machlok is between Tosis and the Ritva. The Tosis says on Daf Ches Amud Beis, when you have eidim who testify, two kosher eidim testify, in the area of Dovish of the Ervo, Tosis claims that you do need drish v'chakira. And the Ritva says, fakir, that you don't need Rishva Hakir. What are they fighting about? So I'll be pashtas, this is exactly what the Machlokes is. The 2 days that the Beishmur, that the Chalkas Machlokes had, and Simon Yud Zayin, when you have a case of Soita Labayla, whether the woman is a Soita or not, how much of a Bezin do you need to pass in it? You don't need a Bezin Machlal, it's the same as Meis Bailo, when you have a Shail of an Aguna. How much of a Bezin do you need? Who says you need a Bezin? The Mishnah is Machadesh. You need a bezin in mominus. You need a bezin in knas. You need a bezin in malchus. You need a bezin in divin nefashim. Who says you need a bezin to pass in an isavahetta? You don't need a bezin. We call it in Yiddishism. We call it you have a dayan. Every kehil in Europe had a dayan who passed in the other day. It is not that he's a dayan. You have a bezin. You look on the hashgachas. They say this is under the hashgacha of the bezin tzedek of the eidah chavedis of Rishon. You don't need the badatz of Rishon. The bezin, you don't need a bezin to give a hashgacha. A person who knows that halacha gives a hashgacha. A talmachos gives a hashgacha. That's a Yiddishism that you call it a bezin. You don't need a bezin to pass from shayrus. So the question here is, hayoyis that you don't need a bezin to be matam and aguna, and you don't really need a bezin to pass from that a woman is asura bailo materis labailo. You don't need a bezin. The issue can be resolved. Can the other paskin by if you have one person that knows the din and adam gadol, he can paskin all by himself. So the question is there any requirement for kabbalah seidus b'shloisha? In such a case where a Talmud Chachmi Yechidi is going to pass all by himself, is there any need to be mekabel? But you have to have the facts. You have to know what the facts of the case are. The facts are filled in by the Eidim. When the Eidim come, can that Talmud Chachmi be mekabel the Eidim all by himself? Or do you say no? Gviya Seidim has separate Allah, you always need a Bezin of Shlosh. So that's exactly what Rav Shimon said in the Sefer. That's Machlokes the Ramban and the Rav Sadi Gon. And those are the 2 days that the Chalkas Mechokik raises in Simen Yud Zayin. You have a Shaila ben Agun, and the Eidim come to testify. Do you need Gvias Eidim Bishnei Bez? No, the Moira Amu is going to pass down on the case. Kimi Mekavneir is all by himself. Is Gvias Eidim a function of the one who's going to pass him? Or is it a separate Allah? The Kabbalah Seder always needs a Bezin. So the Pashkas says that's the Machloik, it's places in the Ritva. If you hold that you always need a Bezin, Kabbalah Seder is a separate Allah, the Rav Sadi Gon Shi. Separate Allah, Kabbalah Seder is Balpeh, always needs a Bezin. If you always need a Bezin, then the Halacha says in Bezin, Bezin has no right to be the Kabbalah unless they first do Drisha V'Hakiru. That's the concept. Nitzvah Bezin, Dirush Lachkir Seder. So then Tasis is right. That Mikan Yesh Lumo, that but if you hold that the Kabbalah said is about pet, there's no halacha that you always need a bezin. It's halacha, whoever is going to pass on the case is qualified to be mekabeliyedus. So if in the case of an aguna or in the case of a seita lebailo, the local rabbi can pass on the shah. If he's qualified, he's not qualified, send him to Samad, send him to Rabbi Moshe, whatever. But you don't need a bezin to pass. You need a Rabban Gadol who knows the halacha. You need a Talmud Chacham. You need somebody who knows what it says in Shulchan
Aruch.
Or a shtar, okay. Shtar you probably can't have, let's say, in the area of Dovah Shavir, because you can never have Tadas on the
side. Maybe that's Machloket.
No, Shtar is a different problem. Let's concentrate on this, on the Eidus Balpeh case. So in Eidus Balpeh and Dovah Shavir, Tosfos Shita is that you do need Rishva Hakira the Rambam and the Ritva. And then Rabbeinu Pinchas Halevi holds that you don't, the last Ritva on Yibamis. This is exactly the machloikis. The Pashto says that they both assume like Rav Chaim laying down the principles. You only need Rishva Hakira when there's a din that Bezin has to be Mekabliyedis. So that's exactly the machloikis. Who said that Bezin has to be Mekabliyedis by an aguna? Or by a case of Sotel of Bible? So Tosfos Shita said you do need Bezin. There's a separate halacha. You always need Bezin to be Mekabliyedis. And the Ritva holds not true. Kabbalah said it's a function of the one who's going to pass in the Shaila. So just like a Yochid can pass him. So you don't need a bezin. So the yochid can be mekabeli yedus. Whenever the yedus doesn't have to be mekabeli day bezin, the chlal is not need for grishin
of
chaytir.
So of course, tells
us out there ever
eight of them on
Yisurim. Yeah. That's a fourth area. We have four areas. We have davish of the yerba, mamish the
kosher.
Yeah. You don't need a bezin at all. Yeah. That's a different. That's not even shneirim chem. It's a different thing. Tosfos doesn't say that. Interpret it. The Ritva says, the Ritva just says that by Eidus Isha, Miyukar Adin, you don't really need Rishva Hakim. So we're explaining why he says that. Because you don't need a Bezin to Paskin. If you don't need a Bezin to Paskin, then the Kabbalah says this can be believed Bezin. So then there's no mitzvah to Lirish Walachar, say. That mitzvah is only a mitzvah Allah Bezin.
Are you saying that everybody holds that this
Amish was Bezin? Right, that's what I'm suggesting, that maybe Tosfos and the Ritva are both masking with Rav Chaim Hanoche, that Rishva Hakira is only a mitzvah la bezin, the Rishva Lachir Seidim, and their argument is, do you need a bezin for Kabbalah Seidim and Kol HaTorah Kulo? Oh no, you only need whoever is qualified to pass in the case, that specific case is qualified to be Mekabalah. Yeah, Mustama, that's what the Hekesh tells me. If not for that Hekesh, we would have thought that with the Rashi of Chakar, is only limited to Din and Nefosh. It's only a special case. When the Eidim come in the case of Din and Nefosh, then you have to interrogate them. Any other case is not. So this Hekesh tells me, no, Mishpatech Yelachem, any case where Bezin has to be Mekabel the Eidim, they have no right to accept the Eidim before they interrogate. That's exactly what's learned out from this Hekesh. It should apply to Erev with the Dovah Dovah Mimama. Zereshavah, you learn out mominus from the Farshas, then you learn out Dovah Shabiyavah from mominus, and that's legitimate. I can learn out one din from another, which itself is learned out from a third din. That's legitimate. The only question is, the only reason why I'm suggesting the Ritva disagrees with this Chedesh, that by Dovah Shabiyavah you don't need a Bezin to Paskin the Keks. So if you don't need a Bezin to Paskin, then the Ritva seems called, you don't need a Bezin to be Mekabliyadis. The Moira Haruah, who can Paskin, who's qualified to Paskin, can be Mekabliyadis all by himself. And if you don't need a bezin to be mekabel, then the whole requirement for the Rishva Hakira doesn't get off the ground, doesn't begin.
It's mashma from the first office in the first time of day that Kabbalah says this is a function of the actual
Why
should
the
Kosher
for the
Rishonim?
The fact that there were 23
doesn't, is just an extra proposed
amount.
Yeah, but if you had the 23, then you had the problem.
I mean, the other ones
are
spectators.
Yeah, but they came thinking that the case was going to begin soon after the Kabbalah Seder. If three are sufficient for the Kabbalah Seder, then some of the three would be good enough to be Mazmin Yedim also. But the time is, why did you have 23 in the first place? No, yeah, they thought they were going to be down the case, and they were all sitting around listening. The only way to do things is you have all the 23 in the beginning. You don't have three, and then you get the other 20, and then you tell them over what happened. You know, the thing is, they have all 23, Pshat Kabbalah Seder. But the Machlok is between the Rav Sadia and the Ramban is, to later. So whenever the Eidim testify before the Bezdin, there's no chisaron of Eidim to Eidim. That's the machlokes. That seems to be the machlokes over here between Tosfos and the Ritva. Fundamental machlokes.
You mentioned before that if you're going to a butcher and you say Dechadam and Bisurim, what if it's his business? Can he also be...
Even though he's in a Ger B'dov, right? And a Ger B'dov is also kosher. The Ger B'dov is only possible by Eidim's mom. The Torah says, and in the Ger B'dov is
not. And in this moment for him?
Right, absolutely.
In a way, because if it's kosher, you're going
to
buy it?
No, it is not means that in Torah between two parties, even though it is no Ger at the moment, it doesn't matter. And the Ger B'dov is kosher. Just Allah, and the Ger is possible, and the Ger is possible to be a dying, it's possible to be an aid, and Dinimam, outside of that, is kosher.
Why are we makpid to have the Mashkirch in places where ordinary people have?
Want to make sure?
Just
yeah. I want to make sure they know the halachas. Sometimes you have most Orthodox people, they don't know the deen. They don't have assault me, had a key stop, it's different things. Shaila's coming. until later. So whenever the Eidim testify with name Bezdin, there's no chisaron of Eidim Tiyah. So Rishi Gemara's not. That's the machlegis, that seems to be the machlegis over here between Tosfos and the Mikva. Fundamental machlegis.
You mentioned before that by if you're going to a butcher and you say Rechadam and Bisurim, but what if it's his business? Can he also be.
Even though he's a Negev B'dov, right? A Negev B'dov is also kosher. A Negev B'dov is only possible by Yedis Mamon. The Torah says that a Negev B'dov is
not. It's not an Yedis Mamon to him?
Right, absolutely.
In a way, because if it's kosher, you're going to buy it?
No, Yedis Mamon means that in Torah between two parties, even though it is Negev Mamon, it doesn't matter. A Negev B'dov is kosher. Just Allah, and the gay is possible, and the gay is possible to be a dying, it's possible to be an aid, and dinimam, it's outside of that, it's possible.
Why are we makfid to have the mashkir in place where ordinary people have?
Want to make sure?
Just be makfid.
Yeah. You want to make sure they know the halachas. Sometimes you have most Orthodox people, they don't know the deen. They don't know how to salt meat, they don't know how to keep stuff, it's different things. Shaila is coming. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is working hard on this sugya to understand what is the machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. That's how we got involved in this whole discussion here. The Mishnah says that in all cases of Dinei Mamonos, all you need are three dayanim. Some cases you need three dayanim smuchim, all three have to have smicha, gnosis. And in a plain case of Haidoas v'Halvois, a simple case of Dinei Mamonos, you can have three hadyotos. Three people, they don't have to have smith as long as they know a little bit about halacha. They can also pass. So the Mishnah gave examples of cases that need three dayanim. So it says nezik, chatzi nezik, and so on. Then it says, I'm a fatah ba'amot shemra. It's dini mamon. And so Rav Meir says you need three dayanim. The Rabbanan say, not so fast. The Rabbanan say, oinus and a fatah is just plain dini mamon. So that's sufficient with three dayanim. But the shemra, b'yesim mashloish, you need 23. Why? 23 only need in the kashas. So the simple reading was because sometimes Maitri Shemra had been in the Pasha. So even if you're talking about a case where the Maitri Shemra is only a Torah of Ksube, like Rashi learns to be Mapsa his wife to Ksube, or like the Rabbeinu Tam learns, it's only a case where the husband is going to have to pay the Meir Sloim to his wife, the Yon Shosh and Meir Kezer, even though we're only discussing it's a matter of money, a few dollars here or there, and it should be sufficient with three Dayonim, the Rabbanan seem to say that since there are cases of Maitri Shemra, where the Dinah Nefesh, you say you always need 23. So the Gemara asks you, it doesn't make any sense. Rav Meir is right. Take the Gemara. On the bottom of Chesam and Aleph. The Yesh by Dinah Nefesh is because sometimes in other cases you have Dinah Nefesh. It's my hobby, so what? But today we're just talking about Hefzik Subin. We're just talking about paying the Knas of Meir Kesa. So why did the Rabbanan say that you have to have 23 Dayot? That's the Gemara's time. So far we learned it very unclear, very vague. Mishnah is so unclear. So far we learned two suggestions in the Gemara. Ula had one pshat, and Rabbah had another pshat. Ula had a pshat that the issue was choshen shemulaz, and Rabbah had a different pshat. Choshen lekodem harishon. We found it a little difficult. Two pshat in the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to continue. Every Amora and every yeshiva, they were bothered with this Mishnah. Nobody understood pshat in the Mishnah. Every Amora gave a different pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara continues. Abayi has a new suggestion. Abayi Omar, right in the middle of Chesam and Beis, about 10 lines from the top. Abayi Omar, Abayi has Goran Upshat. On the issue that what Ula raised and the issue that Rabba raised, he doesn't think that's the issue. That's not really the machlokes of Meir and Rabbah. As far as those issues are concerned, he thinks that everybody would hold that he would need 23. The Kuli Yalmo, in his opinion, both Meir and Rabbah think, Chashina Lalaz, you do worry about the last story, whatever that means. Rashi and Tosfos had two different Pshatim there. Rashi said, La Shema Yetzi Yaakov, maybe he will develop into Din and the Farshas. And Taisa said a different shot, people will be mighty laws on the first business, and so they didn't know how to learn that. But they had to add on more, had to add on 20 dayonim because the first three weren't the Talmidei Chachamim enough. And Abayi said that's not the issue. He thinks everybody holds he worried about laws. And everybody holds Mishim Kvarim Shol Hashem. Everybody holds that if he started the Din Torah with 23 and some of them disappeared, you have to have again. You have to reconvene the 23. Tomavel mentions often that they were kicked out of the business. People will think that some of the Dayan were kicked out because they were not qualified to pass on the case. The Abayi says he thinks Rameir and the Rabbanu were both whole from Laz, they're both from Kodosh Hashem. It's a different machlokes. Hachem Maaskinon. He thinks in Gansen a different machlokes. To go, the story is the husband brings Adam who testify, Sheishta Zinsa. Ooh, Aneshish Isha Zinsa is a Misa. If they were Adam Ahasrov, there were two kosher Adam who can testify that the woman was Mizana and they gave her the proper Hasruah, she's going to get the Yonish Misa. What Misa she's going to get depends what kind of an Anishis Ish she is. If she's a bas koyin, she's insa. So today Sedra says that she gets the sreifa. And if she's not a bas koyin, so then it depends whether she was in arusa or in the suah. If she's only doing erisin, he gave her kesef, he gave her a ring and said, "Hari amu kudeshes." When they're engaged, she's not an eshesich. But if he gave her a ring, it's not an engagement ring, a marriage ring. And he said, "Hari amu kudeshes li," that's called an arusa. She's a naira hamuras. Naira means she's in between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. And there was only Aries in that yet Nisun, then the Torah, and she's a psula also. Then the Torah says, she's Naira psula, Amuras Alish. Then the Torah says, the onus is skila. And if she's not, all three of those together, either she's not a Naira, she's a Bogeris, or she's not a psula, she's a Bula, or she's not an Arusa, she's an Asua. She's already up the Chuppah. Not only did they have Kedushin, he gave her a ring, they already stood under the Chuppah. So the whole Ishus is completed already. She's an Ishus Ishus B'Vei Sabah. So then if she's an Asua already, then is Chenik. Three different punishments. Either she gets Sreipo, if she's Vaz Koin, or she gets Skilo, or she gets Chen. But the din is that a nation Sisha Zinsa does get Nisi. So the Gemara presents a new Machleke Satanoi. Everybody agrees that you must give a Hasro before the person, anybody does any Avera. Here it's a nation Sish being designed. Before anybody does any Avera for which you want to give Malkus, or for which you want to give Misa, any Oynish Aguf you want to give, you have to have Hasro. If it's an Oynish Mom and an Oynish Aguf, let's say a Ganesh. If I borrow money, I have to pay back. That's not a punishment. I borrowed money. If I smash your window, that's maybe you might call that a punishment. Also, the halacha says you don't have to warn me in advance. Not only if I smash your window, but I'm paying hezek. Even let's say a ganav stole a behemah and he has to pay back the keren, is the original amount, the hefsid money. And over and above the keren that he pays, he has to pay kefil and dalav behay, even the knas that yosim b'mashu hezek. Also, the halacha says you don't need a hasro. The only time you need a hasro is when there's an oynish aguf. When you're going to give an oynish, either a malchus or miso, he's going to suffer bodily, physically he's going to suffer. On shimam, you don't need any hasro. So whenever you give an oynish aguf, the halacha says you have to have some aver. When you give an oynish mom, and Tosfos says in Makkos, you don't have to have an aver either. You don't have to have violate any sin in order to get an oynish aguf. You have a cloud ein oynishim elim kei masir. We don't give any oynish aguf unless the person violated an azhara. And Asara means a lav in the third. That's what it means. Einoinshin, Elim came out here. Usually we as a Yiddishism, we use that to mean you don't punish a person unless you warn him in advance. But that's not what it means. That's a din. That's also a din. That's a din of Hasro. It's learned out from other psukim. But that phrase, Einoinshin, Elim came out here, and the whole psukim is in Makkos, mean a din. That phrase means a different cloth. It means you can never give an Einish Aguf, a Malkus Amiso, unless the person violated an Azhara. And Asara means a lav. If he violated one of the lav, Matsuv Matera, then you can begin to discuss giving him an Oynish Aguf of Misa Malkus. If he didn't violate another, he can't give an Oynish Aguf. As far as an Oynish Moment, let's say Knas is an Oynish Moment, that, Tosfos points out in the Mishnah Makkos in the first Perek, and the Mishnah, Shaloi Hashem HaMivina De Makkos, Mivina De Tashlumin, it's a famous Mishnah in the first Perek of Makkos. So Tosfos teaches on that Mishnah that in order to penalize a person with an Oynish Moment, he doesn't have to have violated any law. Even if the Torah doesn't say there's any Aver. If he knows on his own that it's not the right thing, and he did it, we have the right to penalize him in Oynish Mom. In Oynish Aguf, there he has to have violated some law, and I got to give him a Hasra in advance and all this. When it comes to Oynish Mom, you don't need all that. So now there's a further Machloekes Satanoi. In Malkus, there's only one kind of Malkus. 39 Malkus, that's all. We have a Shaila about Malkus Mardis. There's just a Nozir raises the Shaila. What's Malkus Mardis? But the Malkus Mardis is also 39 Malkus, but it's only 13, Tosfos has a nine fault, only 13 Malkus, so maybe it's Gorat Shetetzin Avshin. Shabbat, the Magen Avraham discusses when he has, the beginning of Hilchas Yontif, so the second Siman is Hilchas Yontif, he speaks about Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. If somebody does a Malacha on Yontif Rishon, he did a Malacha on Yontif, he gets Malkus, he gets 39 Malkus. If somebody does Malacha on Yontif Sheni Shel Golis, he can't give him Malkus, he gives Malkus Mardi to the Rabban. The Magen Avraham there discusses the topic, he quotes all of the keys. How much Malkus do you give for Malkus Mardi? Do you give 13? You give one third, or do you give 39, the same third, you give Achatetzin Achatetzin, different Shittas Nerishan. So Malkus is only one kind of Malkus. So when a person is going to get Malkus for an Avera that he did, you have to warn him in advance, don't do the Avera. If you do this Avera, you're going to get Malkus. What about Misa? When they warn a person, don't do this Avera, don't be Mechal Shabbos, don't kill a person, or don't do Znus with an Eishes Isha, whatever it is, we're going to give you Misa. But Misa, there are four kinds of Misa. The Abi Mrs. Business, Skila, Sveika, Herrick, and Chenek. So do you have to have a Hasra Mufuretas? Don't do this Avera because you're going to get Skila. Don't do this Avera, you're going to get Sayyid. Don't do this Avera, you're going to get Chenek, whatever. What do you say? It's enough if you say, don't do this Avera, we're going to give you Miso. You're doing an Avera and you're going to get Miso for that. If they tell him, don't do the Avera, they're going to penalize you $100,000, and then when they come to court, they say, not only $100,000, we're going to kill you, so for sure that's not good enough. But let's say they want him, don't do the Avera, we're going to give you Malkus. So of course they can't give Misa on a Hasra that was only the Malkus. Or let's say, they gave him a Hasra for Dovah Kal. They said, don't do this Avera because they're going to give you Chenek. He's also going to die, but they said Chenek, and then it comes out that the Eid made a mistake. Such an Avera really gets Avedizor, let's say. He didn't Avedizor, and Avedizor, he gets Kila. So the Eidim didn't know, they thought that he gets Chenek. So if they only gave him Hasrol, a Dovah Kal, the Bezin certainly cannot give an Oinish HaChomer. But the Shalis Fakir, let's say he was a Musra, a Dovah Chomer. The Eidim made a mistake in the opposite direction. They said, Ahoregis Chavera gets Sayyid. A murderer gets Sayyid. So they say, don't kill him or we're going to give you a skilo. And he says, I don't care, give me all the skilo you want. Go ahead, testify, I'm going to kill him anyway. They bring him to Bezna, he says, give me the skilo, I don't care. Then Bezna says, we can't give you a skilo, we want to give you a sayyid. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara later on, and I've paid. More course, this machlekes is satanai. But the Musr l'dov v'chomah, have a Musr l'dov v'kala, hasros tam, they just say, don't do the Avera, because if you do this Avera, you will get an Oinish Misa, and they don't say what Misa. If they say some lesser Oinish, then for sure you can't give an Oinish HaChomer. Based on a hasra for an Oinish Kal. But the Shaila is, what if they give a vague hasra? They say, don't do the Aver, we'll give you Misa. They say, don't do the Aver, we'll give you Skilo. And he says, I don't care. And they come to Bezin, and he says, I don't care, I still don't care. Give me the Skilo, I don't care. And then the Bezin says, well, Skilo is out of the question. That's the Rav Oinish. We want to know whether he can give Sayyid or not. So the Gemara says, that's a machlaiki satanoi. Do you need a hasra mefuretis for the specific Misa? That's Rav Yudah Shita. Achi Yodiyuhu be'ezem Misa hu nera. Hasra must be with the specific form of Misa. And the Tanakama of Rav Yudah holds that that's not necessary. I've showed you, Shehu Chayiv Misa B'Bezin. It's enough if they give a Hasra Stam, it's Chayiv. So Gemara suggests, Abayi suggests, maybe that's the Pshat in the Machlokes HaTanaim in our Mishnah. Perhaps Hacha the Ma'askino in the case of Moshe Shem and the Mishnah is simple Pshat. Cases makes it a little more complicated. Let's go like Rashi, a simple Pashat of Pshat over here. Abayi seems to learn Pshat in the Machlokes HaMe'en the Rabbana like this. The Eidim came and they testified that Eish is Ish Zinsa Tachas Bailo while she was married. And she's definitely Chayiv Misa. She was a Bas Koyin, then she gets Reifa. She's an Ara Hamaras, so she gets Kila. And she's a Nesua, then she gets Chenek. It's just a question which form of Misa, which is Chayiv Misa. But the problem is, they didn't specify, the Yadim never specified at the time of their Hasroa, that they gave the Hasroa before the Chet, which Misa the people are going to get. They just said, don't do this Avera, because it will warrant an Einish Misa. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So Rameya says that since they didn't specify which Misa, Rameya holds like Rav Yudah over here. Rameya holds like Rav Yudah that you need a Hasra Mefuretes. But since there was no Hasra Mefuretes, so there's nothing to discuss. The woman is not going to be Chayiv Misa. There's no Misa. So the only issue is, are the Eidim good to be Mafsid Hadik Suba or not? So for Suba, all you need are three Dayanim. Rameya says, Maitse Shema is Bishlosh, to be Mafsid Hadik Suba. Whereas the Chachamim say, no. As long as there was a Hasra that she is Chayiv Misa, even though they didn't specify which form of the Avi Misa she will get, since there was a Hasra for Misa, so there will be Misa. So that's why the Rabbani say, you need 23 Dayan, and they say, yes, you are Din in the Parshas. There is Din in the Parshas in this case. The Hasra Stam is also good Hasra. That's the Parshas. In this case, they happen to, the way Abai learns, they happen to, usually Rav Meir, whenever it's Rav Meir arguing with somebody, it's usually the Stam Tana who argues with Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir of Rav Yudah. Usually it's Rav Yudah is assumed to be the Bar Plukta. Here Abai is interpreting the Rav Meir holds like Rav Yudah. The Rav Yudah is the one that says that you need a Hasra Mufuret, there's a specified Hasra, you have to mention exactly which form of Misa, and that is the opinion of Rav Meir in the Mishnah. Rav Meir says, in this case, there's no Din in the Foshas. It's only you can judge the case of Moshe Shema with three Dayanim because you have no issue with Din in the Foshas here. There will be no Misa because there wasn't a specific Hasra. So it was a vague Hasra. They just said, don't do the Aveir because we're going to give you Misa. They didn't specify which Misa. And the Chachamim and the Mishnah hold against Rav Yudah. The Chachamim and the Mishnah hold like the Tanakama of Rav Yudah that the Hasra Stam is also a good Hasra. It's an unusual pshat for Rabbi saying that the Bar Plukta of Rav Meir in the Mishnah is not Rav Yudah. Rav Meir holds like Rav Yudah. Very unusual. Usually when you have a Rav Yudah arguing with somebody, you don't know who, it's usually Rav Meir. And it's Rav Meir arguing with somebody who doesn't say who, it's usually Rav Yudah. Usually they're the two Bar Kukhs. Here the Gemara says, the Abai is suggesting that so. That the Rav Meir is sharing the sheet of Rav Yudah. Acharonim ask an interesting question. The Gemara has later on, an interesting one. Daf Pei Yomim Beis, the Gemara talks about this, Machlokes Rav Yudah and Chachamim, whether the Hasra must be a Hasra Mefuretes for the specific Misa, Or it's good if it's a hasra'as tamo, they just say, don't do the aver, we're going to give you misa, and they don't specify which form of misa. So the Gemara says, regarding the mekosha sheitzim, Yodei Ahoye Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the mekosha sheitzim types misa. Because they knew mechavadah mas yumas, they just didn't know, most yumas, which misa does that refer to, until the Shechina told them that it's gila. So the Gemara says, but what did the Eidim tell the mekosha when he was mechal shabbat? That if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, so he was talking about... The Hele Gesenna Brenner didn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, so how did the Eidim know what Misa? They also didn't know what Misa. So they said, don't be Mekoshi Sheitzim, don't do the Malaga, because don't be Mekoshi, I've got to get Misa. They didn't say what Misa was either. So Frank the Gemara said, how did Moshe Rabbeinu later on give them the Misa? If you hold like Rabbi Yudah, that if you don't give a specific Hasra for the specific Misa...
Maybe they gave him a more Chamer one. And they held like those, if you give them the Chamer one, so they must include it in the other.
No, but the Gemara says that's Hobo Hotanya. The Gemara says that depends on it. Wait, I'll just stay over to the Gemara. Before we get to anything, I'll just stay over. No, the Gemara says that's Hobe Hatali. If you hold like Rabbi Yudah, need a Hasra Mefuret this Mamash. You have to specify which Nisa. And even a Musul Adav HaChom, or Lehavi Musul Adav HaKal. You have to have Bifrat, Bifrat is which Nisa. If you hold like the Chachamim, then if you're Musul Adav HaKal, you can't give an Anish Chomor. If you're Musul Stam, don't do the Aver, get Nisa. They said, don't do the Aver, give you a Skila. And it turns out it's less, then it would be a good Hasra. So the Gemara asks his Kasha on Payam and Base. The Shleim, according to the Chachomim, the Rabbi, the Hasra, Stam is good. So we understand, how did the Mekoshish get Misa? The Eidim said, don't be Mechal Shabbos. It says in the Torah, Mechal Mas Yumas. We don't know what kind of Misa, but it's going to be Abitur itself, we're going to get Misa. And then he says, I don't care, give me all the Misa you want. And then it turns out that it's five skilas in the Gim skil. But if you all like Rabbi, that you need a Hasra Mefuretes, and nobody knew what form of Misa they're going to give, Frekter the Gemara Akamsha, how could they give the Mekoshish Misa? And for the Gemara, Harosh Shois.
Can't you say differently? You say that when you know a Misa, when there's a specific Misa, they don't tell the right one. So then you can say it's something missing. They didn't say the one that is. They didn't know it. It's ignorance of the law is no cure. But here, this was before the Misa was determined by Hashem. But it was no Misa. From Misa is Misa. Later on, they
just
said it was
so
you can make a chilek.
The Gemara does make a chilek. The Gemara said no. The Gemara says all the same. The Gemara says, Hara, sure, huh? So that's a little stick of the Gemara. Just five lines in the Gemara. I'm paying every day. I don't know. The Gemara says they didn't get it. The Gemara says they gave a Hasra. We don't know what form of Misa, but it's going to be Mechalem Mosim is going to get Misa. That's how the Gemara says. They gave a Hasra stam. And then it was a Hara, sure, that they had a right to kill him, even though it wasn't a valid Hasra. How do you state the Gemara? There was a Hara Shua by the Mekosh. If you all like the Chachamim the Rabbi Yudah, that you don't need a specific Hasra, Hasra Stam is good, so then the Mekosh was no Hara Shua, it was straightforward. But if you all that you need a Hasra Mefuretes, you must say that the Mekosh was a Hara Shua.
The
Hara
Shua doesn't make any sense.
No, no, it was a Hira Shah that it had a right to give it. Einish Misa, even though the Hasra was Shema. Doesn't mean Hira Shah and Gan. It's a Hira Shah to give an Einish Bezdi. Yeah. Mekalal Shem Hashem. Yes, certainly was. Mekalal Shem Hashem was certainly a Hira Shah. That's the Gemara. That was them because they didn't even know that he was Chai Misa at all. So there never was a Hasra in the first place. It was Mamish no Hasra. That was definitely Hira Shah. And the Tanaim argue whether the Mekoshish had any aspect of Hira Shah or was straightforward complete. That's the Machloikis. I heard him have a sharp kasha. With respect to this Machloikis, they have a very strong kasha. We have a din of Avodah Zarah. One who worships Avodah Zarah is Chayav Misa. What form of Misa does the other Avodah Zarah get depends on how many partners he has in sinning. If it's a Yachid Shavar Avodah Zarah, the Torah says that he gets skewed. If he worships Avodah Zarah, then it turns out that the majority of the people in his city also worship along with him Avodah Zarah. Then you have a din of Yir HaNidachas. So the din of Yir HaNidachas is most terrible, that not only do the people who worship Avodah Zarah get Misa, you have to burn down all the houses, even the houses that belong to the Tzaddikim, and you have to destroy all the property, and so on and so forth. You don't kill the innocent people, you only kill the people who worship Avodah Zarah. But that's on the one hand, the din is an einish chamor that you burn down the houses and the property and everything. You have to destroy the property of the Rishoyim. Let's say the people who live in the city who worship Avodah Zarah own houses, own property in other cities and other places. You have to destroy that also. and everything in the city you destroy, even if it belongs to the tzaddik, and so on. On the one hand, it's an Einish Chomer. On the other hand, the Nisa is different. They don't get skill anymore. It says they get tzad. It says they only get tzad. So the question is, what hasroah do you give them? You come into the city, you see people worshipping Avodah Zarah. You see people worshipping Avodah Zarah. They say, what are you doing? He enjoys worshipping Avodah Zarah. He comes to Chanisim and the Torah. You're not permitted to worship Avodah Zarah. He says, he doesn't care. He says, but it's an Issa Chomo, you get Mitzvah, he doesn't care. But I'm going to bring it to Bez, and I'm going to give the inner Mitzvah. He says, I don't care, bring me to Bez and give it to Mitzvah, I don't care. So according to Rabbi, you have to specify which Mitzvah. And it's not enough if he said he's going to give Mitzvah. You have to say the specific Mitzvah, and if you hold Musr al-Dawah Chomor, Loihani Musr al-Dawah Kalif, they're going to say, we're going to give you Skila, and it turns out that Bezin is unable to give Skila because Rav Huir worshipped the majority of the citizens in the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, then nobody's going to get any Skila. If it's the Yechidim, a miut of the people worshipped Avodah Zarah, then you give each one Skila. And you don't destroy the property. Mamon and Polak, the property is there, safe. But if the robe of the people of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, then Mamona Movad, you destroy all of their property, and the people get Sayyid instead of getting Skila. So the Achronim is, what kind of a Nusach of a Hasra can you possibly give? What do you want him? Such a long Nusach. Don't deny what you deserve, because if you're going to be from the minority of people worshiping what you deserve, we're going to give you Skila. If you're going to be from the majority, then we're going to give you Sayyid. Sounds a little funny. So it's something that's very modern. So the Pashtus is that you give a Hasra, don't do what you deserve, we're going to give you Skila. That's what it sounds like. He's going to give you skill. So if they want him, don't do Avodah Zarah, he's going to give you skill. So they ask, how can you ever give Sayyid, Dan Shani Dachas, if you hold like Rav Yudin? That's the kasha that I find in this. If you hold Musr al-Dabra Chomor, lo yihavi Musr al-Dabra Kal, that's how the Gemara says, that depends on payment base. The Gemara says, that depends on this machlokes of Bina Rabbanon. So how can you ever give the Anshani Dachas, the Sayyid that the Torah says they're going to get? They never had a Hasra for Sayyid. They had a Hasra for the skill.
But if there would be any doubts, how would you go about to give it? What do you do? Let's say, looks like an awful lot of people deemed Avodah Zarah in the last couple of months. And an awful lot of Edom. And the courts are all the courts are locked. So it's going to take a long time until we're going to figure out how many people deemed Avodah Zarah. So what do you say? Don of the Sokhlim, the violet. We got you, we're going to give you skill, we got him, we're going to give him skill, we're going to wipe everything. Then when we will come to realize that the majority of the people have worshipped Avodah Zarah, then Mikana Lahabo, we will switch to whoever is alive, Mikana Lahabo, who deemed Avodah Zarah, we're going to give them side, but the people are originally going to get Skila. What do you say? No. He declares, we hereby give Hashem, Iran Idachas, and the whole city. Then Allah, they don't have to make over the Gemar Din, even Paskin and the Gemar Din. We reverse the Tzad. So before you become Skila, now you change your mind. You don't have to change your stuff. When you declare that the city is now Haiz Hashem, Iran Idachas, then Allah says, instead of giving him the Yanis Kila, give him the Yan